Welcome. For today's practice, I wanted to offer a small practice on what it is to connect to a need through the body. As you've already noticed in Ongo, there's a lot of emphasis on connecting through the body and the breath, and the body as a kind of a foundation for all our other practices. And as we moved into using the language of needs, as we start moving into language, I want to make sure that we don't actually lose that connection to the body that we began with in Ongo. And one of the core skills that I want all of us to have is the ability to connect to needs through the body. One of the ways that needs are often talked about in our, I think just based in our culture, is we talk about needs as something that we want to meet. We want to see if we can get this need satisfied. And we talk about whether a need is met or a need is unmet. I actually want to talk about meeting needs in a different kind of way. And this way I'm going to talk about meeting needs is the way that I emphasize in our ZenVC training over and over again. This way of meeting needs I'm talking about is not whether or not we are satisfying or fulfilling a need. The way I'm talking about needs being met is as you would meet a loved one. In other words, a face-to-face or an intimate meeting. It's how you greet someone at the door. So when this need arises, it's actually how we are connecting to that need. So when I'm talking about meeting a need, I'm talking about what's the quality of your connection to that need, not whether it's satisfied or not satisfied, which tends to be a more superficial and ultimately less satisfying relationship to needs. So, what does that mean? How does that look in practice? I'm going to offer a small needs meditation for today's practice to give us all a more embodied and experienced sense of what I'm talking about. So the first thing I'd like you to do is, again, just find your meditation place, whether it's a chair or cushion or bench, and take a moment to settle in. Find your meditation posture. Relax the shoulders. Put some energy in your core. Let your abdomen, belly expand and extend. The crown of your head rise up. And take a deep breath and let the other muscles and tendons all get a chance to just relax into the support of the earth, your core, the spine. Let your thinking and your thoughts relax into the rhythm of the breath. Into this space, I want you to choose a need off the needs wheel that has meaning or life for you today in this moment. So let the need come up off the needs wheel that's speaking to you in this moment, that has some energy when you see it. So with that word, I want to invite you to just say it to yourself now. Say that word to yourself. For example, I'll be saying to myself, trust. That's the need that I chose for today's practice. And go ahead and say it aloud to yourself again. And say it to yourself a third time. And start to listen in to the body. Notice where you feel it, even subtly. Open up the inquiry and the listening, that deep listening. In this moment, where does that need express itself in you? Where does it live? And you might say the need to yourself a few more times, just to see if you can listen in to where the body responds to that need, what it connects to. Noticing not just where it is, but what it feels like in that place or those places in your body. What's the sensation like? Is it tingly, flowy, calm, jittery? What's the feeling like? Where do you feel it? Allow those sensations, allow that need to expand in the body, allow it to have a bigger expression, give it space and room to express itself. Allow yourself to feel, what does that need feel like when it's really full? If it helps, you can think of it as, what does that need feel like when it's really satisfied, when it's really met, in that conventional way of talking about a met need? Allow that experience and that feeling to continue to expand and get bigger, have a bigger expression through your whole body, so you really notice it and you really feel it. Again, you may find yourself saying that need word to yourself a couple times just to really connect to what that experience is. Now, for some of you, at this point, you may already have a living, breathing connection and experience of what the energy of that need feels like in the body. And if that's the case, I encourage you to just take a few more minutes here and continue to feel it. Continue to let that energy of that need and what it feels like in the body to expand and extend, and continue to breathe with it and be with it and listen to it as it changes and shifts and grows. For those of you who don't have or are having trouble getting a real felt connection to this need, I want to offer a couple suggestions that may be helpful. One suggestion would be to take a moment to imagine a time in your life where you remember that need being so satisfied, so met. Remember what that circumstance was, what happened. Where were you? Who was there? Take some time to just bring back the memory of what that need felt like when it was really fulfilled because of something that happened. Perhaps something someone said or did, or you said or did. Once you've got established a connection to that memory, you can gently start to shift your awareness and attention more to what that memory lights up in the body, what it feels like when that need is so fulfilled. And as you get a steady connection to what that feels like when that need is lit up in you, you can start to let go of the memory and just focus on the felt sensations and the energy of the need in the body. Just as another suggestion, for those who don't even feel like they have a memory they can access of a need like that, then another thing you can try is consider what's a strategy or a way you imagine in which that need could be really fulfilled for you. What would have to happen, even if it feels kind of like an impossible wish? Imagine that happening. Imagine that very thing that you think would really fulfill that need happening in your life. Visualize it, feel it, see yourself there, experience the happening of it. And then feel what that lights up in the body. Once there's a steady connection to that felt experience, then just take a moment to just gently shift your awareness and attention to center more on that felt connection to the need, the energy of the need. And again, you can just let your imagining of that situation fade as you focus on just the felt experience. So whatever works best for you, whether it's just simply saying the need to yourself and noticing where it lights up in the body, what it feels like, whether it's remembering a moment in your life where that need was fulfilled for you, or imagining a situation where it could be fulfilled if something happened. Whatever technique you use, this quality of feeling that living, breathing energy of the need is what we mean by meeting the need. It's connecting to it through the body so that when we say that word, when we say trust, when we say respect or acceptance or consideration or meaning or compassion, support, contribution, or any of the other many need words that there are on that list, when we say those words, we know what we're speaking about because we're speaking from that place. We're speaking with a living, breathing connection to the meaning of the word. That's what gives these needs words life. That's what gives these needs words strength and power and authenticity and the ability to connect. It's this kind of connection to these words that's going to take your nonviolent communication practice out of the realm of being stiff and mechanical and into something that becomes an authentic, living, breathing expression of your truth. So I encourage you to take a few minutes on your own here, just to experiment with this, maybe with the same need word or another one, but allow yourself to have a felt experience and get to savor it for a while, not just touch on it and notice, oh yeah, it feels like this, but to actually savor, what does that need feel like? How does it live and breathe inside of me today as I'm practicing it? Because it'll change every time you contact that need. Thanks for your practice, and have a blessed day.